USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas told department employees he may restart border wall construction to plug what he calls gaps in the current barrier. Mayorkas telling Immigration and Customs Enforcement employees that some of those gaps may be filled in or areas where the wall has been completed, but technology has not yet been implemented. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is following Florida's lead, announcing an executive order banning the creation of vaccine passports, which require a receipt of services or even requesting a person's COVID-19 vaccination status.
Government should not require any Texan to show proof of vaccination and reveal private health information just to go about their daily lives.
Texas has administered nearly 13 million vaccines. USA Radio News.
Woke culture. It's choking America, erasing our history, threatening our freedoms, our laws, and even our police. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes the secret woke agenda and the hidden players behind this very dangerous movement. Watch Stinchfield tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax TV as he reveals the real dangers to you and your family. Everyone is talking about Stinchfield because each night he gives you the cold, hard truth you need to know. Newsmax is now America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. If you don't get it, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax or you'll switch. Remember, you can get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, Vizio, or LG. It's even free on your smartphone. Just download the free Newsmax app and start watching. So find out about woke and its dangerous plans for America on Grant Stinchfield tonight. Just tune into Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
Crews are bringing extra equipment to help pump more water out of a Florida reservoir on the verge of collapse. They've been working nonstop to avoid flooding nearby homes and businesses, which remain evacuated. Florida Republican Congressman Vern Buchanan telling NBC News.
I know they're making some progress, but to see the water spewing out, it looked pretty contaminated to me.
Forrest Wheeler and his family had to be evacuated.
Knowing that the Manatee County Sheriff's Office has evacuated 1,000 people, it makes me think that they think it's going to happen.
The reservoir is holding less than 300 million gallons of contaminated water, but that could be emptied by Thursday. A new Morning Consult poll shows that 60% of Americans do not support Major League Baseball moving the All-Star game out of Atlanta over Georgia's new voting law. The tourism and hospitality industry in Cobb County, Georgia, is set to lose over $100 million with the move. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A NCAA men's basketball champion is crowned Monday night. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, here's Dan Naraki with the details.
For the first time in school history, the Baylor Bears are national champions, running away from Gonzaga Monday night 86-70 in the national championship game. Baylor never trailed, starting the game on a 21-6 run and never looking back. Baylor junior guard Jared Butler was named the tournament's most outstanding player, leading the Bears Monday night with 22 points and 7 assists. With the loss, Gonzaga ends the season at 31-1, becoming the fifth team since 1976 to carry a perfect season into the tournament without winning a title.
Going a little bit more in depth on this story, Baylor head coach Scott Drew joins NBC's Today Show and puts into words what it means for his team to win the national championship.
Well, it makes it really sweet from the standpoint, just like a proud parent, when you see your players, that's like your kids, your past players, your fans, your administration, and the city of Waco, the state of Texas. We haven't had a champion since 1966, Texas Western. They did a movie, Glory Road, the last time we won a basketball championship. So to see everyone to celebrate and be excited about that, that's what gives me the most joy.
Aaron Rodgers says he'd be willing to go clean-shaven to become the permanent answer provider on Jeopardy. The Green Bay Packers star's two-week stint as guest host kicked off on Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.